in for the day. Maybe?
Yeah.
Well, just basically, first, just if I can just get your name and title, that way it's on tape, and we'll continue from there.
All right. Sergeant First Class Reagan Metcalf.
And, Sergeant, what do you do there in Afghanistan right now?
I am the property book NCOIC for the brigade.
And so for, in layman's terms, what does that mean?
Right. I manage all the... I'm the overall manager of the property for the brigade. I make sure that the supply sergeants throughout the brigade are tracking it properly, accounting for it properly, and that they have the equipment that they need to complete the mission.
And so you just have a short time left in country. How long do you have left?
Just over a week.
Are you starting to pack up? Is your mind starting to travel and start to think back of what things are like here at home?
I'm all packed, and I'm ready to come home. So that's where my mind is still here on the mission. Still got a lot to do with the short time we do have left. But I am all packed up.
And almost set to go. How long have you been there so far?
Since October.
And how have you been keeping in contact with your family?
Through mail. I send my kids postcards, email, phone, and Skype.
And how has the Skype been? Has that changed? Is that just a different way to communicate, or do you like that? Or
yeah, it's incredible. It's awesome. My brother-in-law had to finish up some home projects that I had started. I got noticed that I was coming on the deployment 30 days out, so I'd already had some projects started, so he finished it up, and so my wife carried our laptop around the house and showed me the entire house while we were Skyping. It was pretty cool.
That's really neat. Oh, what was the project you were working on?
the upstairs bathroom, the basement, and the upstairs hallway. I was working on three different things all at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. And so what's going to happen when you get home? What are we looking at?
As far as what? What am I going to do?
Yeah, what's the plan? I mean, obviously, you've been thinking about this. You've been thinking about your homecoming. It's a week away. What's going to happen?
Well, I'm going to be... I'm going to spend as much time as possible, every minute of the day with my children, my wife. We're planning on going camping a little bit. Love Backbone. You know, it's a great place to camp. Probably go to an amusement park. Not going to go too far from home, but just going to hang out with family.
And during your time in Afghanistan, what's been the most interesting thing that you've seen or you've experienced since you've been there?
Wow. I would have to say, just the country itself, the landscape, it's just gorgeous. It's unlike any place you've ever been on Earth, and if you can get past the dust from being on a post that's just a bit overcrowded, then the mountains and the scenery, they're just gorgeous.
I wish you the best travels coming back. Is there anything else you want to say about your time serving, your time abroad?
I'm very proud of what I do. Very proud to be here serving my country. That's all I got.
All right, my friend. Well, safe travels, and we'll be at your homecoming ceremony.
All right. Pass you off here to Chief
all right.
Flynn.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, no complaints. First, if I can just get your name and title, that way I have it on tape, and we'll continue from there.
Roger. I'm Chief Warrant Officer 2, Robert Flynn. I go by Rob.
Okay, Rob. And how long have you been in Afghanistan now?
I got here in early December. I was the last person out of out of Camp Shelby, Mississippi. I made sure the brigade was pushed out and got all the equipment and troops over here safely, and then I brought over the last group.
And what exactly, in layman's terms, give me the technical term, and then in layman terms of what you do with the Army, with the Guard.
My official title is I'm the Brigade Mobility Warrant, and what that entails is I'm responsible for bringing all of the brigade, Iowa Brigade, over here. They're all the troops, all 2,800 or so, and all their equipment, to the tune of about, I think we figured it out the other day, about 2.7 million pounds of equipment from Iowa to Afghanistan and back.
That's an amazing amount of equipment. You must be a logistical master.
Well, that's the kind of the fun part about this is I've got to coordinate with, like, airplanes to bring the troops over. I've got to coordinate with civilian and military airplanes. I've got to coordinate with civilian and military ships, trains, semis for military and civilian semis back in the States to take stuff to, like Port of Charleston, where we ship some 20-foot containers out of. So, yeah, when it comes to logistics, we are pretty good. I got an NCO that works for me, non-commissioned officer, and the two of us are kept pretty busy right now.
So then, you know, if you're planning on shipping, you know, your job is to help plan the movement of all those goods. Have you planned out the movement of yourself as you come back in just in about a week? Is that right?
No. I was the last one over here, so I'm the last one to go out. I got to make sure all the troops and equipment gets shipped out of Afghanistan, so I'll be the last one out of here. So I got about a month left.
And at least you know your exit date. What are your plans? I mean, if we're talking about a month, and you have to make sure that everybody else gets there first, gets where they need to go. How about you? Do you have any ideas of what's going to happen when you get back or what you want to do?
First thing is taking my wife and three kids up to Lake Okoboji for a week. We're going to go up, and we've got a cabin rented, and we're going to spend a week just with the family and get some time together to get reacquainted, and then spend a couple weeks just catching up projects like Reagan was saying around the house, stuff that's been hasn't really had a chance to do anything with in the last year and a half that I've been gone.
And then once you return back to civilian life, what do you plan to do?
Go right back to my civilian job. Most of the 2,900 of us over here, the military is just a weekend thing, like, you know, you hear on the TV 2 weeks in the summer, 1 week in a month. I'll be going back to my civilian job at Pat Cummins and Boone. I'm a salesman up there.
Oh, very, very good. As far as your family, are they excited to see you? Are they counting down the days yet?
My 8-year-old son, he drew up a countdown calendar about, I'd say pushing a month ago. And that's his job. He got it hanging in his bedroom, and he every night before he goes to bed, he X's out another day when Dad comes home.
Oh, that's wonderful. Have you, and last thing before I let you go and get back to work, what's the most memorable experience since you've been in Afghanistan, or what stands out the most to you, even though you're still there, so far during your deployment?
It'd probably be getting to meet, you know, a lot of the little locals that work on and around our base here. Like Reagan says, this base is pretty crowded. We have a lot of local Afghanis that work on base here, and getting to meet them, get to know them. You know, they're no different than us for the most part. You know, they have, you know, the guys that work in our building, they have wives and kids and parents and sisters and brothers just like you'd find anybody back in Iowa. And they like to play practical jokes. Some of them have gotten to know each other well enough that we'll play practical jokes on each other. And it's just kind of interesting to meet people from different parts of the world that you never would have thought of meeting.
Okay, so you got to tell me the best practical joke either they've played on you or you've played on them.
One of the guys, one of the locals, he came in wearing a shirt, and it's just it had a picture of a monkey. It was just kind of, it's hard to explain how the way this monkey was. It's just kind of a practical joker looking monkey, and so now we've got given him the nickname of monkey. And he's been trying to teach us how to say monkey in Pashto and Dari, the languages they speak over here, and it's So we just see him. We just call him, you know, everybody says something different with for him. It's like Crazy Monkey. And so his name's Habibers. I can't pronounce it really. And it's just, hey, Monkey, what's up? So it's the funny thing about how we call him different names and stuff like that. And then, of course, the Afghanis say stuff in their own language, and that really gets him riled up, and he just starts laughing. And
That's great. All right, sir. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, and thanks a lot for getting in touch with us, and hopefully you can get in touch with your station in Boone.
What's that?
I said hopefully you can get in touch with one of the radio – they were trying to get in touch with one of the radio stations in Boone.
Roger.
So, anyway, have a great day, sir.
Yep, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.